This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1933, recorded on Thursday, the 17th of November, 2016, bringing you news, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. I am Dorothy Sneesby, and I am joined by...
Brian Clark. Hello. As usual, we have a variety of news items about the city and some letters to the Evening News, plus a feature about the discovery at Great Ryborough of an early Anglo-Saxon cemetery. Also at the end of this edition, you will find our quarterly chat around, so please do stay listening. The second stick in your wallet is the monthly Norfolk magazine. Let's start with some news. The annual Remembrance Day ceremony is our first news item, and this week also a group of schoolchildren sang to raise money for the Poppy Appeal. Perhaps they were inspired by the exhibition about the Battle of the Somme in the Forum. First, the report on the ceremony.
Veterans and armed forces proudly paraded through the streets of Norwich as the city fell silent to remember our heroes lost in war. A service outside City Hall at the War Memorial was led by the Reverend Robert Avery from St. Peter Mancroft Church. And the hundreds who gathered to pay their respects fell silent as bells chimed to mark the 11th hour alongside senior military officers, service veterans and civic dignitaries. Lord Mayor Marion Maxwell said, "Many of us have relatives who served in the two world wars and we will be forever indebted to all those who gave their lives." The last post was played to signal the beginning of the two-minute silence. Wreaths were laid before a parade of servicemen, veterans and cadets was led by the Norwich Citadel Band to a service at Norwich Cathedral, accompanied by the fluttering standards of military associations.
35 children have treated customers at a local food store to some vintage tunes whilst they shopped. Little Plumstead Primary School choir attended the Sainsbury store on Pound Lane during the Poppy Appeal campaign to fundraise for the cause. The children sang wartime songs to encourage shoppers to remember those to whom Remembrance Sunday pays tribute. To the delight of shoppers, they performed tunes such as "Pack up your troubles in the old kit bag and there'll be blue skies over the white cliffs of Dover."
An exhibition explored the real lives of soldiers who gave the ultimate sacrifice for their country, with Norwich students having uncovered the stories behind the names engraved on war memorials. The Finding the Fallen, the Battle of the Somme exhibition, was on display in the Millennium Library at the Forum until Friday the 18th. The exhibition featured research by supported learning students from City College Norwich and Year 2 students from Norwich High School for Girls.
A Christian charity is celebrating 160 years of providing support and housing to young people across the county. But the challenges faced by YMCA Norfolk have seen little change since it was first set up in 1856, its CEO told the charity's annual celebration. While the charity has adapted to stay relevant, the needs and problems of those it helps have not changed. YMCA Norfolk CEO Tim Sweeting told over 150 people during the event at Open in Norwich. Speaking to the crowd of clients, staff, volunteers and supporters, he said, "It still shocks me to see that 160 years later, Norwich is the second most likely place in the country for people who are born poor to die poor. Areas of King's Lynn, Great Yarmouth and Thetford are not far behind. In the YMCA, we refuse to accept that your origins should determine your future. YMCA Norfolk is one of the 114 local branches of the national charity, which was set up in 1844. In 1856, Norwich YMCA was founded by a group of young men to help apprentices and shop workers in the city.
People in Norwich are still breathing in air with illegally high levels of pollution 13 years after a bid to improve air quality in the city. Pollutant nitrogen dioxide, which is emitted from vehicles' engines, can cause breathing difficulties, particularly for asthmatics, by inflaming the lining of lungs. Air pollution has been labelled the invisible killer by the EU and World Health organisations. But levels of pollutant have been above legal limits in Norwich for the last 10 years. Green Party councillors are now urging for more to be done to clean up Norwich's air after the High Court ruled at the start of November that it was illegal that the government did not have plans to bring down pollution levels. In winter, when air is stagnant and there is less sunshine, nitrogen dioxide stays around for longer, leading to higher concentrations. But emissions, particularly from diesel engines, are the biggest cause of the pollutant. Buses and taxis are the main contributor, according to a City Council report.